out and about in our city. It's Summer Saturday.
Well, I'm delighted that this year's Cambridge Open Studios has actually given me a chance to meet someone who I've known for a few months now through 105 Breakfast, and that's Naomi Davis. Naomi, hello.
Hiya.
Welcome to your home, or thanks for letting me into your home. Lovely to put a sort of face to the text and the messages at last.
Yeah, it's good. Same. It's good to meet you, finally.
What's amazed me is we've just been talking before we started this, and this is your first Cambridge Open Studios.
Yeah.
I would have thought you were sort of, you strike me as one of the Cambridge sort of, almost like the glitterati of the artist world. You sound like you were embedded in the fabric of the town. But this is all fairly new for you.
It is, actually. I mean, I've been here for donkey's years in Cambridge, and I've been drawing, and I love Cambridge, and all that's been true for a long time. But actually being on the art scene and showing my work is quite new.
How did it start for you? Were you a child prodigy or...?
No, I used to always draw because my parents travelled a lot, and I didn't have any siblings for a long time, and so I drew in bus stations, airports, on trains, and haven't stopped drawing since then. But it's only recently that I had the confidence to start showing other people.
And you've shown me some of your early work, and it's very different. You have a distinct style now, don't you? How did you develop that?
Well, I used to get so annoyed with my paintings because I went over the lines a lot, and everyone else that I could see that were sort of accomplished artists had everything so neat and so lovely, and I just couldn't do it. And so I used to throw away all my pictures, which is why I never showed people. And so then one day I started drawing in marker pen. And realised that gave me an edge, which made my edges neat, even if I went over them in the paint. And it also freed me up because I wasn't using a pencil and rubbing out. And so that actually makes me a lot freer and looser drawing, because you kind of have to go for it. And if you make a mistake, you have to keep going. And so that's where the style came from. And I've worked on my watercolour technique over the last few years, going to an advanced watercolour class. And so the technical knowledge and the freedom to draw combined is what I'm doing today.
So do you do most of the work actually on site, or do you do an outline and then come back and colour it in? Because you must have to carry quite a bit with you now then if you're doing watercolour.
Well, no, I just have a pad of paper and a marker pen,
right.
And that's all I carry, and a camera. And so I try and draw... urban sketching fresh where I am, without using a pencil, and I make a lot of mistakes, but I just try and draw. And then if I like the drawing and I feel it's got legs, then I come home and colour it in, having taken photos to get the colours.
Okay, you seem to be quite prolific. There's always.
Okay, I'm just hoping it's quality, not quantity.
Yeah, no. But is it something you find actually you can do very easily now? You've
I've
got
just
a style.
Discovered that something that I never believed when my art teacher at school used to tell me that practice makes perfect. Practice is so important, and even if I have a weekend of drawing, my drawings are, by the end of the weekend I feel like I'm on fire, whereas at the beginning I'm sort of crossing things out and throwing them away. So it makes a difference, just even a day's practice.
And you do seem to be focused on the sort of the Cambridge Cafe Society, I think that would be fair to say. I think you said a lot of your drawings are food based, or the nice streets, or the coffee houses. What is it about Cambridge that you like?
Well, I think the drawing is my life, right? I don't go to those places because I want to do a nice drawing. I'm sitting there having a nice time, and then I do the drawing. And in Cambridge, what's not to love? We've got the most amazing cafes and restaurants and open spaces and things, and the cultural events and people watching, which is, I think, my number one hobby. And it's the perfect place to do it in Cambridge.
And you've had a couple of exhibitions. How did that come about?
Yeah, I've had quite a few. I was really lucky at the beginning because I was just drawing as I do where I was. And one of them I was drawing in Tradizioni Pizza on Mill Road. And Andrea, the owner, who is a lovely guy, he just came up and said, I like your drawing. Well, how about exhibiting on my walls? And I was like, yeah, okay. But he didn't want any money for it. He just said, you know, go for it. He didn't even want to see what my artwork was like, right, what he did on the strength of that one drawing. And that was a really successful exhibition. And, you know, I made a lot of sales and I just couldn't quite believe it. I still can't quite believe it. And then a similar thing happened for me at Hot Numbers. Simon Fraser, the owner of Hot Numbers, he looked at my work when I was drawing there one day and he said, you know, put them on the walls here. We can have an exhibition here. So between those two, and now I've had quite a few exhibitions and it's been great.
Well, and you're now sort of doing postcards and greetings cards and everything else, taking prints. How do you decide on a pack of cards, for example?
I've been enrolling the people that have liked my Facebook page to do that and giving them examples and getting people to vote. Because I don't always know which ones are going to be the most appealing to everybody. Some of the paintings that I've done that are my absolute favourites have kind of bombed. Other people don't like them. But the stuff that are really popular aren't always the ones I'd choose.
Is it usually a pair of railings involved? Probably a bike that's fallen over or a shop window.
Well, there are always bikes because I've been a bike fan all my life. And I watch the Tour de France absolutely avidly every year. Really? Travelled around, I've seen the Giro, and I was into cycling before it was fashionable. So I've been doing it since I was about 12. So bikes are important, and bikes are always in my pictures.
Okay, and is there anything particular that you'd love to draw that you struggle to draw? I'm thinking of Agnes in particular, who's a friend of yours.
Yeah.
Now. And she seems to have an ability to do buildings so accurately.
Yeah.
And,
I'm never going to be able to do anything very accurately. I think I've just accepted that. And I like drawing people. The thing that really bugs me is trying to do a portrait of family members. Because that's so hard. Because, they look okay, but I know they're not quite right. So, to get a good picture of my daughter that I've done would be, you know, I've done a few and I'm quite, they're okay, but not the one.
Do you do commissions on that basis, or would you rather put out a pack of cards?
I've done commission portraits and they've been happy with them. You know, I think it's just me being very self-critical and it's my family. So, yeah.
And is it something that you can make a living at?
I don't think I'm ever going to get rich, but that and my genealogy is enough to justify not going out and working a proper job.
Well, that's all right, isn't it?
Yeah.
So what brought you to Cambridge Open Studios? What made you decide to do that?
I've gone round to other open studios with my friend Hannah Keat, and we go around together, and she's always been very encouraging about my art. She's an artist herself, although she won't admit it. And she said, if you don't sign up and pay for Open Studios, I'm going to pay myself for you to do it because I think you should be doing it. So that kind of shamed me into doing it. And she's great. She's been fantastic about it. And whenever I'm sort of having a bit of a crisis that I don't think I can draw anymore, I message her and she tells me that it's all right, and she also tells me when I've done things wrong as well, so she gives me good advice. And so does my daughter. She says, oh, you've done, you got the colours wrong on that one. Walks in, walks out.
So you've opted to do the first two of the 4 weeks. How are you going to choose what you exhibit, or are you just going to literally pile everything out here and see what goes?
I think I'm going to pile everything out. I'm thinking that it will be a bit, because all the exhibitions I've done I've had to theme a bit.
Right.
So I did one on everyday Cambridge, I've done one on sort of summer in Cambridge, and I'd like to just not have to have those limitations. And also, if I can get, if I can sell slightly cheaper some of the things that have not sold in the last exhibition, that would be good, and sort of clear the decks, ready for a whole load of new stuff.
And what would you change direction for the next time, or do you think this is you've captured the thing you love to do?
I think I have. I still like coffee, still like food, still like bikes. I don't see that's changing. So unless I go abroad or something, I've done some paintings in Cornwall. That was nice, but it's not Cambridge.
No, we are very lucky.
Yeah.
Let's go a little bit wider. Well, first of all, we need to talk as well about the Coleridge Artist Trail. You've got a brochure in front of me. Talk me through this.
Yeah, we've done a little flyer. They did the... last year as well for Coleridge, there are so many artists just in our little neck of the woods. Mm. So all within, I don't know, less than a kilometre, no, even less, we've just in a really small space, we've got 10 artists exhibiting. And so we've done a little trail with a little map and to say which weekends everyone's on. And we're putting it out in cafes and places and doctor surgeries around the area.
It's a great way to do it, isn't it? Because people like to go out for an afternoon.
Yeah, and also the Coleridge has a huge advantage over other places that you don't have to pay for parking.
No.
So come.
Yeah, very good, very good. Yeah. The other thing is that you're listed as being a working studio.
Yeah.
So are you worried about that, nervous about that, or are you quite happy to... I suppose if you're painting and drawing in cafes and everything, you're used to having an audience.
Oh yeah, I like having an audience. That's nice. I like that little bit of pressure, but I don't have a studio. I have a desk, and that desk also works for my genealogy as well. So mostly I'm drawing out and about on the hoof, but my painting is usually kitchen table. So I'm going to have a working kitchen table.
Well, that's okay, isn't
yeah.
it? And I guess that will act as an inspiration for others. I think you'd be quite keen that other people pick up and see that you can just do it on the kitchen table.
Well, yeah, if you don't get into sort of expensive oils and acrylics and sort of interpretation and creative, being extra creative, I'm very matter of fact about my drawing. I just draw what I see. That's it. And that's the kind of art that I like to look at. And so that's what I like to do. But that makes it very simple.
Let's talk as well about social media. I came across you, I think, on Twitter. Or certainly if it wasn't Twitter, it would have been Facebook. How important do you think that has been in raising your profile?
It's hard to tell from where I'm standing, but I know that I've got most of my commissions through Twitter. And I've got some amazing opportunities through Twitter. So I think it's the number one tool that I have.
So everyone really, if you're looking to be commercial, or at least even cover your cost, you've got to do that as well.
Yeah, but you've got to do it in a sort of genuine, that you're actually enjoying being on Twitter kind of a way, rather than just saying, this is what I got for sale. And then 3 days later, this is what I've got for sale. I'm absolutely honest and me, I hope, on my Twitter. And then if you want to like my paintings, that's a sort of an added bonus. But, you know, it's me there.
And there's another group which you're involved in, which I'm fascinated to hear a bit more about, and that's Urban Sketches.
Yeah.
What's that? It's like guerrilla painting, isn't it?
It has a very strict manifesto, and I'm sure if I try to say what it is, Agnes will tell me off, because I'll have got it wrong. But basically, you don't draw from photographs. You draw you draw at the place and you where you are. It doesn't really have to be urban. It can be in a museum. It can be in the countryside, as long as you're actually drawing what you see.
Right.
And the idea of the Urban Sketches group is that we all go en masse once a month somewhere in Cambridge and draw. And then there's safety in numbers, because you're drawing and there are people looking over your shoulder for a little bit, but then they can move on to one of the other 40 or 50 people that are also drawing.
Wow.
So I enjoy that, but then the best bit is the meet-up for coffee afterwards, and we all swap sketchbooks and comment on each other. So it's actually really good feedback. You get good techniques. You know, one time I had a week where I just could not draw, and that was awful. I just had nothing to show. I tried 8 drawings, and I didn't finish a single one, but it was just a bad day. But usually I love showing, and I love seeing other people's work.
And are you finding youngsters coming in that way, or how do people get into it?
Youngsters?
Now? Well, you know what I mean. It's kids out of school, kids out of college.
There are definitely people a lot younger than I am. I think the youngest is probably early 20s.
Right.
So I don't think we've got any school kids. But that doesn't mean we can't have them.
Mm.
So they should, if there's a school kid listening that wants to come along, do. We're not that scary.
And how do people find out more about you, about Urban Sketches?
Me? I think I just listen to your radio every day.
You get plenty of advertising. You do get that.
No, the Urban Sketches have got a Facebook page, and they're also on Twitter, Urban Sketches Cambridge. It's USK Cambridge. And they have a Facebook page. You can, if you're struggling to find them, you can find them from my website, but you won't. I'm sure you'll find them. And I think they're also on Instagram as well.
Okay. And for you, there is a website.
Yeah, naomidaviesart.co.uk.
Nice and easy. And do you take commissions? Is people order stuff and do that through there?
Yeah, yeah.
Excellent. Well, it's been lovely to meet you at last.
Yeah.
Keep it coming, because this is lovely. We've got works in progress here, so there's going to be more going up on Twitter in the next few days. Good luck with weeks one and two.
Thank you.
Report back. We'll see you here next year for more.
I hope to see you or Linda at it.
Oh, we'll be around.
Excellent.